former First Lady and President of the 31st December Women's Movement, Nana Kone Dadjeman-Rawlings, has tried Ghanaians to take education serious since it is the key to socio-economic development. Nana Kone also called on parents to guide and monitor their children closely as they embrace modern technology such as the internet. The former First Lady made the call at a ceremony to install her as the Nkosuahima, which literally means Queen Mother of Development, for Achimeboakwa State of Dokochua in the Eastern Region. We bring you a news desk report.
The former First Lady was crowned with a stool named Nana Kone Dadjeman-Opambo. Accepting her coronation as Nkosuahima, she conceded that a huge responsibility had been bestowed on her and thanked the chiefs and people of the town for the honor done her. She commended the chiefs and people for launching an educational fund, saying the 31st December Women's Movement had over the years supported disadvantaged children to pursue their education. Nana Kone Dadjeman-Opambo said she was proud to have met some of the beneficiaries at both international and local forums. Earlier, former President Jerry John Rawlings, who accompanied his wife to the Grand Deba, praised the people of Dokrochua for their fortitude, integrity and courage in recognizing Nana Kone Edu. Former President Rawlings called on the people of Dokrochua and Ghanaians to always embrace the truth. The chief of Dokrochua, Nana Bafo Anum, in an address said he is on a mission to uplift the image of Dokrochua. Nana Anum said it is distressing to see children of school-going age loitering about aimlessly, hence the institution of the educational fund. He called on his people to join hands in supporting the fund. The former First family donated 1,000 cedis to the educational fund.
A news text report.